let you like a Paul Postma's game tonight. He put him in all kinds of positions and all situations and a ton of ice time.
Yeah, I thought for a player who hadn't played a lot of hockey games, I thought there wasn't a ton of rust on his game. I skated well, moved the puck, had some good shots on the power play. His timing looked in a pretty good place. I thought he played a strong game.
He told us he wants to regain his confidence. Do you see a player that's lacking confidence right now?
I don't see a player that's lacking confidence. I would say more so what Paul means is just a player that, you know, on the ice, getting lots of touches on the puck, getting his feet moving again, getting in game action, and feeling again that, you know, being a part of a team. So, you know, had a chance to meet with Paul. I've had him for 2 years previously in St. John's, so I know the individual. And anytime you get to come down to the American League and play heavy minutes, it's going to do nothing but help your game.
What did the Monsters do well tonight that your team had trouble counteracting?
Well, I wouldn't say so much as what Lake Erie did. I thought on our side it was just the turnovers. I thought, you know, we had some turnovers in some areas of the ice that you can't give an opposition regardless of who you're playing the puck. So, you know, that game was there for the taking on both sides to start, and we gave them too many opportunities with turned over pucks.
Do you feel it has anything to do with playing a lot of games in a short period here, or?
I've never been one for excuses. I know we're, you know, I know the schedule. I know that 7 and 12 nights. It's a lot of hockey here, but I've never been a coach that's going to make excuses on games played. That for me is everybody deals with it during the season.